The images in the following program are highly sensitive and may be as disturbing to viewers as they were to us. However, we have to show the truth about cruelty to animals, praying that you will help to stop it.
It's January 1st, 2011, in Gyeonggi Province, South Korea. In the chilling winter, pigs are pushed into a pit by a metal crane. Each frantically struggles to get out, stunned. Instinctively, they huddle to one end of the pit as others come helplessly tumbling, colliding down. One piglet failed to survive the deep fall. He's lucky. The other 400 pigs in this pit died a much slower death, as they were slowly, hellishly buried alive. The highly contagious foot and mouth disease virus had struck hard in South Korea around November 2010. Symptoms seen in the livestock animals included high fever and painful blisters inside the mouth and on the feet. It spread like wildfire, and by January, the massacring had begun. Millions of cows, pigs, goats, and deer were buried in a rushed attempt to stop an even more severe epidemic. Mass killing is the routine response to foot and mouth disease, one of the most dreaded livestock diseases throughout the world. Mr. Lee Won-bok, president of the Korea Association for Animal Protection, attended 15 of the mass burials, 15 that is, out of a shocking 4,000 pits scattered across the country.
살아있는 돼지들을 이렇게 구덩이에다 몰아가는데 살아있는 돼지들을 트럭에서 덤핑을 해가지고 막 떨어뜨려가지고 그 안에 구덩이에서 돼지들이 조그만 구덩이 안에서 1,500에서 2,500마리의 돼지들이 서로 막 서로 등이 올라가가지고 2중 3중으로 막 매몰이 되고 있거든요. 그 돼지들이 살려달라고 막 비명을 지르고 막 그 신음소리를 내는데 그 소리를 듣고서 제가 한 달 동안은 그 소리 때문에 환청이 시달리느라고 한 달 동안 잠을 못 잤습니다. 살처분 현장은 말 그대로 아주 참혹한 지옥 그 자체였습니다.
Other species besides pigs were also killed in the recent months.
닭 같은 경우에는 살아있는 닭들을 푸대자루에다가 3, 4마리를 집어넣고 묶어가지고 수레로 해가지고 구덩이에다가 파묻는데요. 그 안에서 그 닭들이 뼈가 으스러지면서 고통을 느끼면서 비명을 지르거든요. 너무나 끔찍합니다.
One South Korean count in February revealed staggering numbers. Some 6.2 million chickens and ducks were destroyed due to avian flu. For foot and mouth disease, it was over 150,000 cows, over 6,000 goats, 3,000 plus deer, and over 3.3 million pigs. Their burial sites today are eerily silent. Signs, like tombstones, identify the species and number of animals in each grave.
지금 보시면 알겠지만 바로 여기 한 200m 떨어진 저쪽에는 3,900두가 매설되어 있고요. 여기는 3,000두가 매설됐습니다. 저 건너편 대각선으로 보이는데 여기 2,000두가 매설되어 있고요. 바로 뒤편에는 1,900두가 또 매설되어 있습니다. 그러면 요 바로 눈앞에 보이는 요 근동 지역에 12,000두가 밀생하는 겁니다.
저도 주변 현장을 돌아봤는데 그냥 언론 매체를 통해서 볼 때하고 제가 직접 현장에 가서 봤을 때 예, 느낌이 많이 틀렸습니다.
Humans too were victims. Reports stated that approximately 130 workers were injured in the process of burying the panicked animals, which at times took all day and night. Some ended up seeking mental help. At least 9 workers died, reportedly due to overwork. In 1997 in Formosa or Taiwan, up to 200,000 pigs were killed per day, mainly by electrocution. In the US, one method is stunning and pithing. In this method, a stun gun punches a metal bolt into the animal's head, breaking the skull. Then, a rod is shoved into the stunning hole to utterly destroy the brain. In South Korea, the method was live burial.
When foot and mouth hits, most people think about the economic cost and not about the welfare of the animal. Sadly, countries decide often on a kind of emergency basis to kill the animals, to cull them. Cull seems to be a sort of polite word for mass killing. And often the animals are killed in huge numbers, not just the infected animals, but sometimes animals nearby, animals within a certain area.
Ironically, many of the animals killed were healthy, their only sin being their proximity to a suspected outbreak.
Тэгээ шүлхийнэд багнах замд тийм өргөн удамнуудын хамрын тархаж тэмээ өхөр сарлаг хоньны махаа буух зэрэгдэд салаа туратник өвчлүүлдэг вирусын гоц халдвар төвчин. Шүлхийгээр өвчлсөн одоо мал өвчлсөн нас гүйцсэн мал малын өхөрл хорогдол баг. Харин зүгээр нялх төл бол одоо хорогдол өндөр байдаг. Ийм өвч эдийн засгийн хохирол ихтэй өвчин байна.
Тэгээд шүлхий өвчин бол яагаад энэ анхаарлын төвд үүдэг вэ гэхээр вирус нэг жижигхэн хэмжээтэй учраас юугаар л бол ахуйн хэрэгцээний юугаар л бол юугаар дамжаад хідэн 100 км-ээр салхиар хийсэд энэ төр явчихдаг ийм онцлогтой. А тэгээ мэдрэмтгий мал амтан байгаа газар бол дор нь халдвар гаргадаг. За халдвар гарсан тохиолдолд мал ер нь үндсэндээ 100% халдвар авч өвчлөдөг. Тэгэхээр халдварлын хувь маш өндөртөө. За үхлийн хувь нь бол бага.
Even if infected, most animals can recover if allowed. And cases of humans being infected are extremely rare. So why the brutal destruction of so many animals? Greed is the main reason.
근데 이렇게 생매장하는 것은 자기 위에 자기 이익 이외에는 아무것도 쳐다보지 않는 인간의 이기심, 그리고 그런 어떤 그 이기심이 사회화된 것, 그것이 권력화된 것, 그 권력이 지금 이 땅에서 300만 마리를 순식간에 죽일 수 있는 힘으로 작용한다는 것은 정말 공포스럽고.
In South Korea, as in Mongolia, the government attempted to halt the spread of the virus through widespread vaccination of livestock, but so far, this has proven to be costly and unreliable. In South Korea, over 2,000 vaccinated cows and pigs still got infected, while more than 6,300 new animal deaths have been linked to the vaccine itself.
Il y a 7 souches de virus différents. Et donc, avec la mondialisation des échanges, des marchandises, le tourisme, les souches de virus peuvent infecter, peuvent frapper n'importe où et n'importe quand. Donc pour être sûr d'être protégé, il faudrait vacciner contre 7 virus différents, ce qui est un coût extrêmement important. Donc la meilleure situation, c'est de ne pas avoir cette maladie sur son territoire.
Alors une fois, ce que vous expliquez, c'est qu'une fois que l'animal est infecté et qu'il guérit, oui. Il est porteur du virus ?
Une partie d'entre eux, oui. Et on ne sait pas lesquels sont porteurs.
Once rare and isolated, foot and mouth epidemics have been striking more frequently and harder across the globe. Experts attribute this to the widespread practice of factory farming.
Ингээд бөөм бөөнд нь ингээд канта бөөм бөөнөрний үйлдвэрлэл явуулахын тулд махны үйлдвэрлэл явуулахын тулд мал амьтны нэг цэг дээр маш олноор нь бөөгнөрүүлж байгаа байхгүй ферми аж ахуй хэлбэрээр. Тэгээ энэ нь өөрөө маш хүчтэй халдвар төвчний голомтыг бол бий болгож байгаа байхгүй. Тэгээ энэс үүдэлтэй хөвчнүүд гарч ирж байгаа. Нөгөө
Уринара 축산 농가는 99%가 공장식 축산에 의해서 운영이 되고 있고요. 그 안에서는 모든 동물들이 아주 조그만 공간에서 묶여가지고 가둬져가지고 길러지고 있습니다. 그런 상태에서 조그만 세균이나 바이러스가 들어오면은 이것이 그 이겨낼 수 있는 면역력이 없기 때문에 이것이 구제역이나 조류 인플루엔자와 같은 심각한 가축 전염병으로 발병을 하고 있습니다.
비즈니스 그것 тэгээ мөнгө хөгөд одоо ч гахан аж ахуй байна, шууны аж ахуй байна, үхрийн аж ахуй байна тий. Эднэр чинь ингээд нэг цаг дээр их олон мал бөөгнөрсөн үед энэ өөр халдвар төвчний том одоо их үүсвэр ууха болох магадлал өндөртэй. Малын нэгтрэл их.
Дунгмрэ дэан сэнгмён ишгэн хана то опго. Озиг игонын сарёо дэби мөнгөгийг олмана чинэня. Йогиэман гансим иннэн. 그래서 질병에 돌기 전에 미리 항생제 처리하고 그 서로 물기 전에 이빨을 뽑아버린다거나 꼬리를 잘라버린다거나 닭 같은 경우 부리를 자른다거나 이런 일을 벌이는 것이죠. 하지만 더 중요한 것은 지금과 같은 공작식 축산 단지가 밀집되어 있다는 것입니다. 그들이 돈벌이를 위해서 밀집시켜 놓은 거를 풀지 않으면 이 문제는 내년에도 계속될 거라고 봅니다.
이니고 өөр аргаар шийдэх тийм нөхцөлийг бол бид нар бүрдүүлэх ёстой л да. Энэ бол мал амьтантай харьцах явц та. Бид нар тэдэнд яаж хандноо? Тэг бүгдээрээ гоё балансанд байх ёстой. Тэг энэ балансыг ин бид нар хүчээр ингээд алдагдуулаад үу болноор нь малыг өсгөнгүүтээ тэрийгэ бүгдээр ингээд эргүүлээд буцаагаад алаад идчихэж байгаа.
Each pit measured about 10 meters long, 30 meters wide, and 10 meters deep. A mass grave shared by hundreds of live, terrified, screaming pigs, whose intelligence has been equated to that of a 3-year-old human child. When the South Korean public saw the images of the live burials emerge, they erupted in outrage, as well as pangs of guilt and sorrow.
저는 이번에 이 계기를 통해서 사실 육식을 끊었어요. 제 개인적으로는.
With recent foot and mouth disease outbreaks also reported in multiple countries, Supreme Master Qinghai has addressed the serious implications of livestock-related diseases. As during an October 2009 video conference in Formosa or Taiwan.
In one of the worst animal disease outbreaks to hit the island of Taiwan, the virus called hoof and mouth disease was transmitted from one pig that came to the island in early 1997. Within just 6 weeks, 6,000 farms had been stricken, resulting in the tragic slaughter massacring 3.8 million pigs. This gives you some idea of how quickly animal-borne diseases can spread, causing devastation for themselves and humans alike. The best is to abolish meat altogether, because animal consumption is eating up our planet, is killing us humans. The livestock sector is probably the world's biggest source of water pollution as well. The list never ends if we continue to partake in this killing phenomena, massacring tragedy called animal industry.
We sorrow for the loss of both countless innocent animals and perished humans as we pray that this cruel crisis will stop. Thank you, gentle viewers, for joining us today. Please tune in again next Tuesday, May 3rd, as we continue our two-part series on more sides of the global tragedy of foot and mouth disease. Coming up next is enlightening entertainment after noteworthy news. May all sentient lives on our earth be cherished and respected.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/stop-animal-cruelty.